Well, checking local sports first, Atlantic senior cross-country runner Phoenix Shadden signed a letter of intent Tuesday at the Atlantic High School to continue his running career at Southwestern Community College in Creston. Phoenix just completed a very successful senior campaign that saw him finish 10th overall in the boys' Class 3A state cross-country meet. Shadden said the decision to attend Southwestern just felt right.
I've been on a visit and it just looked like the right fit for me, and it's just a good pick for me, I think. Just continuing my running career, personally, was what struck me. There was two others in the option, but really not much contact with the other colleges.
Southwestern Community College second-year head coach Nick Eckel said he first noticed Phoenix at the Kemper Catholic meet this season and liked his toughness. He said Phoenix is the type of runner that he's looking for.
Yeah, Phoenix is the kind of runner, kind of student athlete that we're trying to recruit to Southwestern, somebody that is mentally tough, mentally strong, and that's motivated to continue on to the next level.
Coach Eckel said that Shadden's work ethic and mental toughness stood out, and that's what he's trying to build his program around.
At Southwestern, I'm just looking for men and women that want to continue as a student athlete. Cross country and track is a sport where your work is who you are, and your results are a direct byproduct of your work. I'm looking for men and women that want to work in order to improve themselves, and if we get enough of those people and sell the team aspect, we are going to have success.
Phoenix is the son of Jennifer Phippen and Brandon Shadden. Well, the Atlantic High School winter sports squads are set to host a season kickoff Coaches versus Cancer event on Saturday at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. The event will begin at 6 p.m. with an open practice for boys basketball, followed by the girls at 6:30. A three-point contest will then be held at 7 o'clock. After the three-point contest, all the AHS winter athletes, boys basketball, girls basketball, wrestling, boys swimming, dance team, and cheerleaders will all be introduced. Following the introductions, a staff basketball game will be played. There's no cost to attend the event, but a free will donation will be accepted to benefit the Coaches versus Cancer event. There will also be a Coaches versus Cancer logos that will be for sale for $1 that will be hung up in the high school with donor names. The free will donation will be matched by Duke Ariel. Kim Durst, American Cancer Society representative, will also speak at the event after the introductions to talk about the organization and leading a cancer donation activity. If over $2,000 is raised at the event, Atlantic High School Principal Heather McKay and Assistant Principal Athletic Director Matt Alexander say they'll play a game of egg roulette. 100% of the funds raised will go to benefit Coaches versus Cancer and the American Cancer Society. In college basketball action last night, Martez Harrison scored 22 points, and UMKC held off Drake down the stretch to take a 68-62 win. UMKC knocked down 11 of 27 shots from beyond the arc to hold off the Bulldogs, who battled back from an 11-point halftime deficit. Drake got within four at 54-50 with 5:06 left in the game, but they couldn't close the gap. Harrison connected on 7 of 9 shots from the field and knocked down 3 of his 5 shots from distance. Lavelle Boyd added 18 points, 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. UMKC bounced back from a season-opening loss to number 22 Creighton on Friday. Reed Timmer finished with 15 points to lead Drake in its first trip to UMKC, and the Bulldogs still lead the series 5-2. The Bulldogs lost their season opener to South Dakota 79-74. Well, it didn't take very long for the top team in the AP's preseason men's basketball poll to absorb its first loss of the season, but it was a great effort against the seventh-ranked team. Kansas coughed up a 12-point lead in the second half before Frank Mason II nailed a short jumper with 1.3 seconds left to give the Jayhawks a 77-75 victory over Duke. The Blue Devils pulled even on Frank Johnson's three-pointer with 15 seconds remaining, but the Jayhawks prevailed on the last of Mason's 21 points. Freshman Josh Jackson added 15 and Devontae Graham had 13 to help Kansas beat a top-ranked team for the eighth time. Luke Kennard led five Duke players in double figures with 22. Preseason All-American Grayson Allen added 12 points, just 4 of 15, though, from the floor. Elsewhere in the top 25, freshman Malik Monk shot 7 for 11 from beyond the arc, scoring 23 points in second-ranked Kentucky's 69-48 stifling of number 13 Michigan State. Fourth-ranked Oregon played without preseason All-American Dylan Brooks and absorbed a 66-49 loss to Baylor. Fifth-ranked North Carolina had no trouble with Long Beach State, 93-67. Austin Nichols had 11 points in his Virginia debut, leading a balanced attack in a 72-32 rout of St. Francis Brooklyn. Kyrie Thomas scored 15 of his 18 points in the second half, while Maurice Watson contributed 17 points and 10 assists, leading number 22 Creighton past ninth-ranked Wisconsin 79-67. The Badgers made only 3 of 26 three-point attempts after making 8 of their first 13 from beyond the arc. Also last night, it was 10th-ranked Arizona defeating a Cal State Bakersfield, and also it was number 18 Syracuse beating Holy Cross 90-46. In women's hoops, the senior duo of Jada Buckley and Sienna Johnson guided Iowa State to a 76-68 win over UNI at Hilton Coliseum last night. Buckley led all scores with 25 points. Johnson had 15 points and 18 rebounds in that contest. Bridget Carlton had 14 points last evening as Iowa State comes up a winner. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says a key to an upset win over Michigan was the players' ability to regroup after a lopsided loss at Penn State. They'll need to do the same thing after a big win as they get set to visit Illinois.
Last week, I'm sure they were hearing some negativity. Just guessing they were. Now it's just the opposite. So, you know, the challenge is to ignore both of those things and try to stay focused on what it is you're trying to do. And, so last week was a challenge. This one will be too, and the emotions play into it, certainly.
Ferentz says he appreciates the way the Hawkeyes approach the final stretch of the season after the Penn State loss, and they'll need the same level of effort this week.
And we're not that in doubt, quite frankly. So, I mean, for us to win, we've got to have it all out there all the time. That's in practice, that's during the game, and for us to go down there and win, it's going to take that same kind of effort. So whether it's 2 points or 20, it really doesn't matter. As long as you can get out of there with a victory, that's what you're hoping for.
Defensive back Greg Maben, offensive lineman Cole Croston, and tight end George Kittle are all expected to miss their second straight game due to injury. With Maben out, freshman Manny Rugumba will get a second straight start at corner. He had a key fourth quarter interception in that win over Michigan.
And everybody around him supported him. I think everybody was positive. Nobody worried or panicked about it. At least we didn't let him know we were panicking. He just went and did a good job. So it's a real credit to him. And hopefully now, you know, he can take that experience and continue to build on.
Illinois coach Lovie Smith says senior quarterback Wes Lunt will get the start in Saturday's home finale against the Hawks. Lunt saw his first action in the second half of a loss at Wisconsin since suffering a back injury in October to Purdue. Smith says the Illini are preparing to face the Iowa team that beat Michigan, not the one that was blown out at Penn State the week before.
You know, there were two different teams that played, and it's hard to tell the reason why. I just know you have to be ready each week. And you know, you don't know for sure what you're going to get. I just know the last one that we saw. I mean, that team against Michigan this week is a pretty good football team. A team that could win every game that they play, playing the way they did last week. And we're preparing for that team that we saw then.
The Illini are 3-7, but Smith says their focus right now is finishing strong. We'll have that game Saturday for you, 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff from Illinois. Ohio State is back among the top four in college football playoff rankings 3.5 weeks after their loss to Penn State. The Buckeyes are second to undefeated Alabama after 62-3 victories over both Nebraska and Maryland. Michigan and Clemson are third and fourth this week despite losing to unranked teams over the weekend. Louisville is fifth. Washington dropped from fourth to sixth after its first loss. Tony Romo says Dak Prescott has earned the right to take his job as starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. A solemn Romo read a 5-minute prepared statement describing the difficulty of dealing with the news of the latest back injury that sidelined him. The 36-year-old reflected on his early days as an unheralded free agent trying to earn a job. Romo quickly left the brief news conference after saying he wouldn't take questions following his statement. The Cowboys are off to an NFL best 8-1 start behind rookie Prescott after Romo broke a bone in his back in a preseason game. Romo is expected to be Prescott's backup Sunday at home against Baltimore. Minnesota's cut kicker Blair Walsh after he missed his league-leading fourth extra point in Sunday's 26-20 loss to Washington. Walsh was 12 of 16 on field goals and 15 of 19 on extra points in 9 games so far this season. The father of Kansas City Chiefs long snapper James Winchester was shot and killed Tuesday in a premeditated attack at Oklahoma City's Will Rogers World Airport. Michael Winchester was shot while walking between a terminal and the airport employee parking area. The 52-year-old Winchester was a Southwest Airlines employee and a former University of Oklahoma football player. The unidentified suspect was later found dead in a pickup truck at a public parking garage overlooking that scene. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tires and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.